Well, Eliza, she is the owner of Shoalhaven Cheer Academy. She is joining us this morning. And Eliza, you've got some pretty exciting news.
Yes, we just came back recently from the state championships and came home with multiple state champion teams and one grand champion team.
So how do your teams get to a state champions level? Do you have to do lots of competing to get to that stage?
Lots of training. Yep. Lots of training. So a lot of our kids train for 5+ hours a week.
Wow.
And so we refer to our kids as athletes because they are an athlete in every sense of the word. They do a lot of hard work.
100%. If anyone's seen the Netflix documentary Cheer, I think everyone got a newfound respect for cheerleaders because they really did see the athlete side and how much work goes into being a sparkly cheerleader up on stage. It's really not as easy as everyone thinks.
No, so we make it look easy. That's what they're told to do. We've got to make it look easy when they're on the floor, but the hard work happens in the gym.
And it's a credit to you at Shoalhaven Cheer Academy for making that happen. But let's run through the teams that did really well. Let's start off with Sparkles. Tell us a little bit about Sparkles.
So Sparkles are adorable. They are our 9 and under team. And most of that team is actually new to cheer this year. They only started in February. And they're just a really, really talented little bunch of kids.
Awesome. And then you've also got X-Force.
Yes. I'll pass it over to Chris.
Hi there. So X-Force is one of my teams. They're our special abilities team, and they're an amazing bunch of kids who really want to get involved in cheer, who really want to get on the floor and show off what they got. And it's amazing to have a platform that we can do that for anybody of any ability.
Yeah,
amazing.
Fantastic. Giving them an opportunity to shine as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great. Now let's move on to Natural Disaster.
Natural Disaster. These are our adults. Majority of these guys have never done anything like cheer in their life. A few of them started last year. We got heaps more of them this year. They train once a week and they are just incredible. Absolutely incredible. So yeah, they came home with a state champion title as well.
Great. And what are the other teams that did well as well?
We've also got Lasers. Lasers is our 13 and under team. They also got a state champion title. They're amazing. Galaxy. So Galaxy is our junior team, which is 16 and under, and they ended up coming home with a grand champion. So they won the highest score across their whole division in every age group. And they're probably our elite team. So they're our strongest team. Really hard workers. Really great kids.
Now, how long has Shoalhaven Cheer Academy actually been happening for? Because you guys are kicking goals. Like, these are some huge titles you are getting here.
Yeah, so we've been around since 2016.
Yep.
I took over the business in height of COVID in 2020, and since then it's just absolutely flourished. So we're at a point now where we've outgrown where we currently are in North Nowra, and in Term 4 we're moving to a new huge facility in South Nowra.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, that's really satisfying for you as well, knowing that you've taken that business. It's obviously grown and you've grown out of the space. You need a bigger space to fit all the gals and guys in.
Yeah, and speaking of guys, this is a sport for guys as well. So we have about 10 boys in our program at the moment, and one of our head coaches, Chris, is obviously also a guy who's also a cheerleader. So this is not a sport just for girls.
Oh, 100%. Like, as someone who has done a bit of cheerleading in my time, the bases are like the most important part of a cheer stunt.
Yep. Exactly. So the strength that the boys can bring to the sport is remarkable.
Yep.
Absolutely remarkable.
And we have one or two of our best flyers are guys as well.
Yeah, we have some boy flyers as well, which is pretty cool.
That is awesome. Oh, my God. And so there is a class for everyone. We did just cover competition. You definitely do that. But you've also got things like development and, as you mentioned earlier, tumbling. So it is very, you're able to build up those skills as well as making champions.
Yes. So our classes start from 18 months of age.
Wow.
So we run preschool classes and then all the way up to our adults. And we have some adults that are over 50 years old.
Oh,
so
incredible.
We really have it for every single age.
Now, Eliza, this morning we were talking about how to make friends and any social groups that I can join, because I've been looking to do some things in the Shoalhaven. I've never had any experience in dancing. My go-to dance move is the worm, but I suck at that even. So if I were to come, is there an opportunity for me?
Absolutely. We're all always open to new people, especially new adults, because they're such an awesome, welcoming group. But absolutely, you can come up, you can have a trial, see if you like it, get to know everyone, and I guarantee you'll make some pretty good friends there too.
Yeah, that's awesome. And look, before we let you go, we've got to mention, you guys not only hold events, but you also put on parties and everything like that. Give that little side of the business a shout out.
Yeah, so we host birthday parties on Saturdays and Sundays. They're really awesome. They get a party host. They play lots of games. We do most of the setup. We do most of the cleaning.
Nice.
And so the parents pretty much just come, put their food out, watch their kids have fun, go home. It's really easy.
And you've got an event coming up called Fluoro Disco. Give us a little bit of a tease on that one.
Yes. Oh, we threw our first disco not long ago and it was awesome. So we have all these cool lights. We've got a smoke machine, lots of loud music, awesome face painting, and it's just really a social event for the kids in the Shoalhaven area to just come along and have some fun and hang out with their friends, and yeah, it's just lots of fun.
Oh, so incredible. The Shoalhaven Cheer Academy does sound like a really good place to go head along, have some fun, and become a state champion.
Yes.
Crazy stuff. Now, if someone is hearing this, they want to have a party, or they want to come to the event, or they want to sign up for a class, where do they go to do that?
So the best way for that would probably be to visit the website, which is shoalhavencheeracademy.com, or they can come to our open day at our new gym on the 8th of October.
Oh, beautiful. Make sure you head along. Eliza and the team from Shoalhaven Cheer Academy, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Abby and Riley, weekdays from 6 on Power FM.